Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Welcome back. Once again, we're going to be talking about fun things in solar. And one of the things we've tried to stay away from was talking about pricing. And the reason is every house is different. And we've talked about this in other shows where some setups are really easy, really straightforward. But today we're actually going to give you some generic numbers. But of course, when we do numbers, we have to give our disclaimer that this show is going to be aired in October of 2023, and prices are only good till the end of October 2023. So this is just a good idea to get folks started with some of the differences in pricing. And we've talked about like wiring and distances from where the panels are to where the boxes are and where the breakers are going to be. So give us an idea, Ray, of how, like a small change in where the electrical outlets are, where it comes into the house. How does that make a big change?
So if you're doing, for example, if you're doing a ground mount that is in the field next to your home, say 200 foot away, we have to account for voltage drop. So we usually upsize wire. Bigger the wire, the bigger the cost. Also means usually the bigger the conduit. There has to be a trench dug. So I was just speaking with the customer this morning, and he was saying that he wants a ground mount and asking me to give him an estimate. So I had, first thing is, how far away from the house do you want the ground mount? He said, well, I don't want to see it. The next question was, I hope there's a hill in front of it because you'll probably see it. And he said, there is a hill, so we'll go up and over a hill and then down to his house. It's about 200 foot away. So I had to, you know, let him know you have to account for about $10 a foot for a trench. Okay. There's that cost. And then 200 plus foot of 2-inch conduit. And then all the wire that goes in it, whether it's the number 6, 8, whatever, based off of the output of the solar. So then we take our measurements, we add to it for each end, and then we research our costs for wire today and we set a price for it. There's a lot of back and forth of that too, because, you know, just even what you're digging into, if we have to get a excavator opposed to just a ditch witch, if we can hand dig it opposed to having to rent a ditch witch, there's rental costs in that. And then there's the skilled labor to use that rental equipment. So there's a lot that can go into just from your solar array at your ground mount to the side of your house. Because what's in the ground? How big's the conduit? How much did we have to upsize the wire? How far away is it?
Absolutely. I know my yard is full of rocks, and it seems they grow every time I mow, because every time I mow, I hit a new rock. But anyways, we're talking about the basic system. And when we talk about like a 5 kilowatt, we base that on each size of how much a panel itself will create. And the panels we're using are currently 585s, right?
Yeah, we have 585s, 490s, 390s. They come in all shapes and sizes. Silver frame, black frame, matted black, bifacial now, which means that solar can theoretically pass through and be collected on the rear. There's a lot of different panels.
Right. So when we talk about putting 10 panels on your house, that ends up being roughly 5.85 kilowatts.
Right.
Okay. So an average cost on that, before we get into all the tax credits and all the good stuff, is about $20,000. So right now it's showing, you know, $20,475 before taxes.
Right. That's for solar only, for a typical residential home, not with any ground mount additional prices or, you know, if a 200 foot trench price in there, it definitely wouldn't include batteries. So it is an investment, but there is an ROI, you know, where you buy a car or you buy a generator or anything like that. There's really no ROI with the generator. You know, the first time power goes out and you don't, and your food doesn't spoil, that's got an ROI. But there are a lot of other investments that we do as humans that never have an ROI, and we still spend a lot of money on it. With solar, you make an investment and it actually lowers your carbon footprint, helps you pay back in the form of an ROI monthly with either offset power or storage. And then if you add battery to it, the ROI is, you know, peace of mind and quality of life.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that battery here in just a second. But again, to find out what it's going to cost you for what you need at your home, give us a call, 423-600-9500, or catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. So even with a $20,000 system, with that, you get a 30% tax credit. Well, for all the folks who are driving this morning, guess what? That's $6,142.50. Don't forget that 50 cents. So your final cost would be $14,332. So only $14,000 for 5 kilowatts.
Yeah, and just to clarify that, you know, there are a lot of misinformation companies out there. The tax credit is not a check you get in the mail. Okay, if the cost of your system is $20,000, you still pay your installer $20,000. That $6,000 tax credit is money you do not have to pay Uncle Sam. So if you're a contractor or you get a K-1 as a business owner or anything like that, married, filing separately, jointly, all that mumbo jumbo, it is money, $6,000 tangible dollars that you do not have to pay Uncle Sam. You have 5 years to use your tax credit.
Absolutely. And that's the big key. You know, one of the most common things we tell people is when you're looking into this, look at the size of system you need, then talk to your tax people. They have all the answers for you. And if you don't have a good tax person, call us. We've got tax people that will help you out, whether it's a business, a personal, whatever. And they'll help you figure out how you can best use that tax rebate. So like we said, a 5 kilowatt or 5.85, which is 10 panels, about $20,000. Now, if we need to double that because you've got a bigger house, you need more electric, that'll be roughly 20 panels, and that's 11.7 kilowatts. And again, your price is going to be about $41,000. That's what you pay us. But then again, when that tax credit rolls in, it's $12,285. That's a lot of money that you're saving. And again, talk to your tax professional. There's different ways you can use this. And like Ray just said, you got 5 years to use it. So yeah, you know, not everybody has $12,000 that they owe in taxes, but over a 5 year period, you can figure out a way to do that. So as we continue up the ladder, we're going to use that same 20 panels, which is actually 11.7 kilowatts with a battery. Now, don't freak out on me when you hear the price of this, because without the battery, it's roughly $41,000. With the battery, it's about $61,000. And like Ray, you just mentioned on return on investment of having a generator, having a battery. Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to say my return is, you know, I'll pay it off in however long. It pays for itself if you have an outage. And during that outage, your freezer stays on, your fridge stays on. If you have home medical equipment, whether it's a CPAP so you can sleep at night or an oxygen concentrator for grandma, grandpa, or whoever, that's where it's going to pay for itself.
Right. It's, you know, it's not for everybody. I have a lot of people that look at, you know, okay, maybe I could just get a generator for that. That's great. The generator will work when you have an outage, but it's not going to save you monthly money. Okay, it's not really going to have a tangible ROI that you can put a dollar amount to it. You're not going to get a tax credit for it. It's not going to really add value to your home, you know, in an appraisal like solar does. So there is a fine line. One has a much bigger price tag than the other. So using that same solar array of 11 plus kilowatt with battery, that's $150 a month of pure cost savings forever. And it'll be a growing number because the rate of TVA and the utility grows every year. So when you're self-consuming, that means that you save more and more every year. You have that tax credit now of 30%. When you have an outage, you can have, you know, with that specific system, your fridge, fans, lights, your garage door, your internet, your freezer out there, and possibly a mini split all stay on in an outage. That has a peace of mind dollar amount to it in the form of an ROI. Your power goes out one time and you don't even know it because everything that you have stayed on. You can actually run drop cords to your neighbors. That's got a value to it. It's hard to put a dollar amount on it, but it does.
Absolutely. You know, and in this day and age when kids no longer have snow days because the schoolwork is done online, and for whatever reason, if it's a half day and the kids are out and they've got homework to do, there's no excuse not to do it. So sorry, kids. And I know parents, you'll love that. If the internet stays on, it's not just the ability to do homework. It's the TVs. It's being able to have the kids stream shows, YouTube, whatever you want, so they can do the research and research solar a little bit more too. But again, like we're saying, even with the an 11 kilowatt system with 20 panels and a battery, you know, it's $60,000, almost $61,000, but you have an $18,000 tax credit. So the final cost is about $43,000. And again, talk to your tax professional about how to best use those tax savings for 5 years. And again, give us a call, 423-600-9500, or catch us online at scenicitysolar.com. And we're sitting here talking to Ray, and he's got the guru answer, and we're going to talk more about those savings. And, you know, when we talk about return on investment, people want to see that money coming back and making a savings. And it does. And it's not just $100, $150 off your electric bill every month. Today, like we said, it goes up roughly 3% a year for electrical costs. Now, over the past few years, it's gone up about 30%. So how is that going to play out over a 20-year or, you know, panels last 25 years?
Yeah, so with that, you know, the panel's warranty is 25 years. And the warranty usually says that even after 20 years, they'll produce 80% of what they did on day one. So in theory, they would last 100 years. Just to correct your math there, Kevin.
Well, you know, my math is not the best. That's why we ask Ray, and that's why you're the guru.
Right. So with how that would pay off is, you know, it's an escalating number. So if you take into account some degradation, you know, over 25 years, you're going to go from 100% to 80% output. The utility will definitely increase more than that 20% difference. Okay, so each year that they make their increases and you're offsetting your power, you are having a relative number. Okay, just keep the word relativity in there. So if you saved 150 this year at 10 cents per kilowatt at 1,000 kilowatt hours, and next year you use the same amount and they went up, you know, 3%, your savings will go up 3%. So you'll still net a relative number with that. That'll slowly degrade, but nowhere near the escalation of the utility price. Because, you know, in almost every utility, you have a company like TVA, and then you have their local distribution companies like EPB, North Georgia, EMC, stuff like that. So they have to buy their power from TVA. TVA dictates everything, and then they have to pay it, period, and they can add their markup to it. So each utility in our region, even though they're all under TVA, they all have different agreements, different prices, the whole nine, but I guarantee they're all going to increase.
Absolutely. And it's everything. We see everything going up in cost, and it always has, it always will. And that's where the savings comes in over time. Not just what you're saving now, but you're going to save that. Again, like we say, the panels, most everything is rated for at least 20 years, and warranties sometimes on these things are 25 years. They get better, faster, and stronger all the time. And that's where your big, big money savings is going to come in.
Yeah, so also with the inverters too, the inverters have a 10-year, almost every inverter on the planet now has at least a 10-year, if not a 12 or 15-year. Some are expandable to 25-year warranties on them. They're usually built industrial strength. There are fuses in there that blow. Okay, it happens. Buy extra fuses. And I tell all my customers, it would be great if you learned how to open up your inverter, check for fuses, and replace them. It doesn't happen. So that's why we're here. We help people a lot with that. Optimizers usually have a 20, 25-year warranty as well. Even the racking and mounting has really long warranties. So this is all meant to be built to last.
Absolutely. And that's where your savings comes in. There's not a lot of maintenance, you know, and this is the thing. We've got apps for everything now. And you can look on your app, and if something does go wrong, it'll tell you what's wrong, where it's wrong, and all that kind of good stuff. And then if you run into trouble, guess what? You call Ray again at 423-600-9500. Catch us online at scenicitysolar.com. If you like this show, go to our webpage. We've got everything hosted there. You can go back through podcasts and listen to our old shows. And hopefully get some information, give us a call. But once again, this has been Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio saying we'll see you next time.
Have a good day, y'all.